From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The Sierra Club has filed an appeal alleging that the operating permit for Ameren's Labadie Power Plant does not meet federal and state water quality standards. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra explains.
State regulators approved the Labadie Power Plant's new operating permit in late July, but the Sierra Club is appealing the permit, saying it violates federal limits for hot water discharge. The environmental group says that puts wildlife in the Missouri River at risk, including an endangered fish, the pallid sturgeon. The Sierra Club also alleges that Ameren's Labadie permit does not meet state requirements for groundwater monitoring. Residents near the plant rely on groundwater wells for drinking water, and at least one of the plant's coal ash ponds is known to be leaking. In a written statement, Ameren said its permit complies with all applicable regulations. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Senator Claire McCaskill is on an agriculture tour through Missouri this week. The Democrat began Monday in St. Louis with a tour of the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, a nonprofit research institute. The center's campus also includes Bridge Park, an incubator that houses and helps develop life science startups. McCaskill says that such research is key to the future of agriculture.
And it's been really exciting to see these companies that are growing here and realizing what this facility can mean for job creation in this state and ultimately in help in feeding the world.
McCaskill's tour will continue through Missouri for the remainder of this week. More than 100,000 students in Missouri miss enough school to be considered chronically absent. That's according to state data collected last school year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd reports, the data also reveal a so-called attendance gap.
Poor and minority students in Missouri are more likely to be chronically absent or miss at least 3.5 weeks of school. That lines up with national numbers. And Hetty Chang, who directs the San Francisco-based nonprofit Attendance Works, says a lack of reliable health care is often to blame.
If you're chronically absent in kindergarten first, let's say because of an asthma issue, then by third grade, you're not reading at grade level. We never created an equal opportunity for this child to feel successful and be in school.
Chang is the author of a new national report on chronic absenteeism and says getting more kids to class will take stronger relationships between America's schools and community health care providers. I'm Tim Lloyd.
Roderick Nunley has become the sixth person executed in Missouri this year. He died by lethal injection last night at the state prison in Bon Terre for the 1989 murder of 18-year-old Ann Harrison, which he committed along with Michael Taylor, who was executed last year. Pete Edlund is a retired Kansas City police officer who led the investigation into Harrison's death.
I'm just glad that the justice 25 years later is finally served. It's a sad commentary on the system that people who have committed violent, vicious crimes don't receive just punishment in a timely manner.
Nunley pleaded guilty in 1991 and was sentenced to death. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.